Welcome to Tantramar Report, another holiday edition. This time, for our Year in Review series, we've got two members of the Business Improvement Area of Sackville joining us in studio to talk the year in local business. Judith Kane and Anthony Maddalena, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to start off our conversation today looking back on sort of the year in local business news. Now, I feel like myself, I'm in a bit of a time warp where I don't even realize how long this past year has been. It feels like a decade. But maybe we'll even start with some recent news. Like, what are some of the changes on the local business scene in Sackville?
Yeah. I think one of the latest things to happen that I've probably caught everyone's eye is that there's one left building on Bridge Street.
Yes.
That's some news. You know, hopefully we'll be seeing something going in there, you know, in the next year or so, possibly for a new business.
And there's no development plans in for that yet, but is there any rumors about what might be happening there? Do we know?
Not sure yet. Yeah. I think the last that I had heard, is they're still sorting things out with insurance companies. So.
There's three insurance companies involved. And so that always complicates things a bit. And, you know, does the owner want to put something up that is retail on the bottom and, you know, mm-hmm. residential on top? And we know that there's a shortage of residential in Sackville. So hopefully something will kind of match what the rest of the downtown looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that develops.
Yeah.
Going back a little bit more, I guess. So Snack Shop is still kind of recent. They just reopened in their new spot where Thunder and Lightning used to be and the old vape shop that's there. Was there.
Yeah.
So it's good to see them, you know, moving and expanding a little mm-hmm. bit, I think.
And that's new ownership, I think, right?
Yeah, new ownership yep. there as yeah. well. Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
And there's new owners with Ada.
Yeah.
With Ada's. She's moved to Vancouver. Her and her family moved to Vancouver. A new Korean family has taken over. And so that's really kind of neat.
Yeah.
Fenner's is open. That's probably the that's a really good success story for the farmers market, because that's where they started, was at the farmers market. So they kind of incubated there and grew enough that they could move into a storefront.
A brick and mortar space now, which yep. is great and yep. seeming to be pretty popular so far. So.
Try their Christmas cookies. They're yeah. awesome.
That was also a bit of a COVID entrepreneurship story where if work is going to be cut short by COVID, then you got to just go for it. And they went for it.
Yep. I think pretty much against all odds. Mm-hmm. And they're doing well. People are really, and that's the cool thing about Sackville is, you know, the people here really do support local. So it's...
It's great to walk by and see, you know, see a place like that in their first mm-hmm. year open, just, you know, full of folks from town. Mm-hmm. So, and students, you know, supporting it as well. So mm-hmm. that's really good.
Yep. Snack Shop, the old location is a pretty popular one. So I think that I see something moving in there soon. I don't think it'll be empty for a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely a good space to be in, a nice spot in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pie by Crow is up on Main Street.
That's right beside you.
Yeah,
Anthony,
right beside Bagtown. Yeah. Set to move to back to the farmers market in February, I believe.
Yep. So, her first month is February back at the farmers market. Yeah. So that space will be available at the end of December.
Yeah, I think so. Or end of January, there'll be, the space will be available.
Yep.
There,
and Bagtown's looking for a complimentary business if somebody is looking. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if anyone wants to move in there and mm-hmm. Sell a tasty treat or two, that'd be kind of nice.
Yep.
So that's interesting. So Pie by Crow is closing up the retail, like the store, and will be going back to the market.
Yeah,
I guess having the market move to its current winter location probably changed things a bit for Pie by Crow. The winter market last year was right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which probably was quite convenient.
Yeah.
And I think one of the adaptations that, you know, Pie by Crow made because of COVID was, you know, to those frozen food boxes and, you know, that's still something that, you know, is a possibility of going to the farmer's market, right? So,
yeah.
So it's nice that Pie by Crow will still have like a fully operational kitchen just based out of home versus, you know, here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're not losing our access to all those tasty treats that she's making there. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple other new spots, Quality Grocery. So Black Duck has expanded. And
I was in there the other day, and it's a fantastic little grocery store. And they're really open to anything. If you're looking for something in particular and ask them about it, if they don't have it, they will do whatever they can to get it. So I think that's a great, you know, we're starting to get into looking for finer foods or more organic maybe than is available. And so it's really nice to have it here. You don't have to drive to Moncton or.
Yeah. And there's, you know, Sackville's a community with a lot of foodies, you know, people are into, you know, doing some nice cooking at home and being able to have a little shop like that where, you know, if there is an ingredient that you can't get, you know, locally, you know, they could probably source it for you, which is really awesome. So,
and Mel's has started having live music, which is really fun. I've been to a couple of the concerts, and it's so great to be in there. And he's done some work inside that makes the sound better. And so maybe we'll see some of the other places having live music too. And
yeah, no, they've adapted that space to suit, you know, live music really well, which is awesome because we've, you know, when Thunder and Lightning closed, that was a pretty prime live music venue in town. So it's nice to see that void kind of being filled a little bit.
And we have a thriving music life in Sackville, in the surrounding area in Tantramar. And so it's really nice that there is access for those people to play. And I'm hoping that, you know, I don't know, maybe Ducky's or some of the other places will start having live music too. I think that would be really great. It's a space, making sure you have space.
But. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we've got the venues now, or starting to have venues again. Mm-hmm. We also, Barnyard Bicycles is another new addition to the scene, which is kind of when I moved here, I certainly felt it was like a needed component, a place to take my bike to get a tune-up. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Cookie Cutter's moved to Main Street.
And yes, Cookie Cutter and Sackville and the Commons have moved. Sort of switched spaces.
Right. Yep. And they fixed it up, that building up, and they've really done a good job of making it a great co-working space. Mm-hmm. So,
the old Cookie Cutter venue, which is the Commons venue now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the Saturdays for 4 hours, it's the farmer's market. So it really is a great use of extra of space, the existing space, without feeling like you have to build something. But I really believe that as Sackville grows, we are going to need something more permanent.
Yeah, absolutely. And and you know, Barnyard Bicycles is a good example of sort of another business incubation that the Commons, you know, can help facilitate, because they did rent out the space where Bagtown started in the police garage there. That's
and the farmer's market. It's another incubator story too. Yeah, they were at the farmer's market, and that's how they started to get known. So so Michael's done a great job with the farmer's market and kind of getting those businesses in. And
if we can do some more of that, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're looking at having some more events that the BIA is involved with. You know, there's Sappy Fest, there's Bordertown Festival, there's the Chalk Art Festival, there's the Harvest Dinner. Hopefully next year we can have it.
Canceled this year, didn't it?
Right at the very last minute, Michael, you know, we made the decision because it just made sense. And then, of course, 3 days later, they canceled the fall fair. So, but some of those events that happen around Sackville, the BIA is keen to be, you know, involved in.
The BIA itself now this past year has undergone a bit of a revitalization or reorganization. So you had a new board elected. When was the new slate sort of?
Just before COVID.
Right. Yeah. Just before COVID.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, you know, what as an organization, give me the short version of some of the boring stuff that you've been up to.
It's there's all these sort of nitty gritty organizational things that you have to do as a board. And so just kind of, you know, reorganizing and, you know, updating our bylaws and things like that.
Right.
And, you know, getting all of the board members, you know, meeting on a regular basis. And
we had a staff member and she decided to retire. And rather than replace that person, we've sort of created projects and we'll hire for specific projects.
Yeah, that's kind of the thought for the interim right now, for the foreseeable future. It's just we're getting to a point pretty much now, especially in the new year when we'll be meeting next, you know, we all kind of came into it with a bunch of, you know, new ideas and, you know, really keen and a lot of energy to get some new stuff done and, you know, maybe, you know, organize a few more initiatives for businesses. But we haven't quite gotten there yet because we just kind of had to get, you know, the foundation laid for the organization mm-hmm. again. And
we want to work with Mount A too, because we know that there's some really good talent in the business, you know, courses or business degrees that they're happening. So we've got one young man who's doing a bit of work for us, and we're hoping to expand to an intern and really help us, you know, kind of graph out what we're going to do next year. So we're looking for partnering with Mount A on some of that stuff too. Yeah,
it'll be nice.
And kudos to the drugstore Jean Coutu and Guardian, because when the vaccinations started coming out, they were right up at the front, making sure that they, you know, all of their customers and anybody who needed it or wanted it were able to get vaccinated. I mean, Charles was holding clinics at the
Civic Center
too. Yeah. So, and the town too. I mean, they still managed to hold some of the events, like the exercise classes are still going on at the church by the lake. So it's, and Strutt's Gallery had an opening during Moonlight Madness, which is really nice. They had a great little fire pit outside and
it was nice to see, you know, Moonlight Madness kind of coming back, as what has kind of traditionally been a BIA event. You know, we've kind of worked more closely with the town and kind of handing it over to them a little bit more on, so that they could put some more of their resources into it and make it an event that isn't necessarily specific to just the downtown businesses, but it's available for every business in Sackville, with, you know, the BIA sort of backing it. And it was great to be out around town and seeing so many folks, you know, come out, and even on a chilly night, and you know, see what's going on at all the different businesses. That was really great.
It's true. I think, I mean, the fireworks really seemed to bring a lot of people out, even though it was extremely cold that night.
Yes, exactly.
I was surprised at how many people were braving the cold.
Yeah, and you can see it. You didn't even actually have to go there, because a lot of the, that's the cool thing about Sackville is, you know, often when they have events like that, you can be in your yard or you can be in the upstairs window and still see some of the stuff happening. So it's really great.
The year in COVID, it's been a strange one. We went to sort of, COVID was over for New Brunswick this summer, and then it was sort of back this fall. How do you think businesses have been faring locally? Do you see, I mean, and another thing we had was, businesses were sort of the first ones to get rapid tests distributed. So I imagine a lot of your members would have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce was handing out, I think that was an initiative by the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, and they, you know, funneled it down to all the local chambers, and Moncton made it available to any business that wanted it. So that was fantastic. And I know there's a lot of, and kudos to our business community. There were people who just sent emails around and texts around saying, hey, I'm going into Moncton to pick up rapid tests. Can I pick some up for you? So that was really cool to see happen too. Yeah.
Cooperative spirit.
Yeah. And I have to say thanks to the two grocery stores, because at the worst time, when we couldn't go out at all, they didn't want us going out. The grocery stores were taking orders and making sure seniors got their groceries, or people who couldn't make it into the grocery stores got delivered. I'm with the Rotary Club, and you know, we were out delivering groceries for them, and they did everything possible to make sure that, you know, food security was okay in Sackville. And that was great. I mean, they worked so hard. Mm-hmm. And they were at risk, you know, they're in the front line, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was nice to see them. Yeah. And the gas stations and, you know, all those kind of necessary essential businesses stayed open, and it was great.
Do you get a sense from the local businesses that they're back on track financially, or will this sort of hangover continue? I mean, there's still a lot of uncertainty even within the pandemic. Like, we don't know what's going to happen next year. There could be a fifth wave. We could be looking at who knows what's going to happen. What are the business community looking out for in terms of this recovery phase of recovering from the pandemic?
Well, I think certainly with the restaurants having, you know, limited their capacity, they're still not back up to full capacity where they were before COVID. And so they're all looking at their financials going, can we make it through another year based on fewer tables, less staff, because trying to find staff is a thing too. Still, there are still customers who are people who won't go out to a restaurant. So I think that, you know, restaurants are and if any of them took some of the wage subsidies and the loans that were available, they might be looking at this year saying, will we make it through 2022, just because the restrictions are a little bit less. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, it I find it to be a little bit of a mix. I mean, there's, you know, having the students in Sackville certainly makes a difference. You know, yeah. Students are
having them back,
them back, and having them, you know, frequenting the businesses again and going to the local cafes. You know, if they weren't here and doing that, then, you know, I think we'd be, you know, in a much, you know, tougher situation. You know, despite, you know, there still are, you know, limited seating and things like that, but you know, folks are getting things to go, which is nice. It depends, and hopefully we don't backslide too much and have to go mm-hmm. to, you know, take out only again or anything like that. Slowly, I think, step by step, getting back to that new normal and, you know, getting used to what the sort of flows and the business traffic is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, they had to retool essentially a lot of their kitchens because they weren't made for like large takeouts mm-hmm. or frequent takeouts. You know, the odd person wants a doggy bag when they're done their dinner, but having it completely takeout, that I don't know if sort of the general public understands how difficult that is to make that change. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure the food stays hot. Some of the meals you can't make because they just don't travel well. They don't stay warm. They don't stay the way they're supposed to. Sauces congeal, you know, all that kind of stuff. They have to completely redo their kitchens. And so it was a big, big change for them. And, you know, they've done it now. So, you know, maybe it'll be more of a mix and they can now stick to offering takeout and dine in, you know, creating a secondary business kind of.
Yeah, it's, COVID's posed a lot of different, you know, challenges, and there's been a lot of, you know, different, you know, unique ways to work around and, you know, figure out ways to do things. But I think, you know, going forward, you know, we're still going to be living with COVID and, you know, keeping an ear to the ground and talking to the businesses in town and seeing, you know, how are they, you know, really making out, you know, what, how do they think they're going to make out over the next, you know, few months mm-hmm. through the winter or next summer, and, you know, see if there's anything that, that the BIA can do to help, you know, that's kind of an ongoing thing, right? Is just keep communications up and try to talk to as many people as possible. And
I do want to address the hospital and the situation with the hospital and how that could have an impact on Sackville too. I mean, if they close it, clearly that'll be a huge impact. And if they change it to, if we don't have emergency services, what's that going to do with, you know, students not even having an urgent care clinic or someplace that students can go if something happens, whether Mount A would be interested in putting a medical clinic in or something, I don't know. But that could have a huge impact on Sackville and the businesses here.
Absolutely.
So the BIA is very kind of keeping our ear to the ground on that one.
Yeah, it's you know, to come to a community where there's a university and, you know, a downtown that offers so many different services,
mm-hmm. A library, a hospital.
Yeah, it's to not have a hospital and to think that, you know, maybe there's folks who are moving, you know, from Ontario to New Brunswick or from anywhere really, and that maybe Sackville becomes a less appealing place for people to want to come mm-hmm. is could be very detrimental, right? We want to see more folks moving to town, you know, more folks that are going to go patron the businesses and, and use the services that are here.
And come and start businesses and here. But if we don't have that,
the opportunity. So,
Yeah,
there is certainly, even at the protest, some of the concerns from people were really about, like, you know, we need this town. We need this hospital, you know, so that we can have this town, basically.
Right.
Yeah. And so it was a sort of a key component there. As you're looking ahead to 2022, You mentioned, you know, the BIA has got reorganized, maybe some projects on the go. What is on the slate for January?
Yeah. There's a lot of ideas to talk about and sort out exactly, you know, which ones are feasible and which aren't, you know, maybe feasible for 2020, and then kind of lay out, you know, how are we going to go about approaching to get these things done. So, you know, Moonlight Madness was good, you know, this few weeks ago, and working with the town on that one. So, you know, we hope to do that again, and have it to be just as successful, if not more successful. We always do sort of a downtown beautification, like flower box program, to help businesses be able to have, you know, nice flowers and things, you know, in front of their businesses and through the summertime. So we're going to look to maybe tweak that program a little bit, to maybe get some new flower boxes built for businesses that don't have them and businesses that need them rebuilt. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the two, you know, in terms of, you know, things we used to do that we definitely want to do again and maybe amp up a little bit more. But yeah, the business passports that we've worked on with the town, the one that kind of came out early fall, and then there's the holiday version. Both,
I think there's going to be one in the spring too.
Yeah. So I think, you know, there might be some repositioning of when the passports come out, but otherwise, you know, the response so far from businesses and, from folks in town who are using the passports is that, you know, it seems like a great initiative, gets more folks, you know, going around to some of the different businesses. So we want to keep working on that.
In January, the beginning of January, we're having our first board meeting, and that's when we'll firm up the plans of what we want to do. It's a volunteer run organization for all intents and purposes. So we need to make sure that we don't overtax our members who are busy still trying to work with COVID restrictions, some of them. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to lay out a plan and sort of carry on what we're going to do kind of each month. And sometimes it'll be an initiative that we do, like the flower boxes, but then it'll be partnerships like the festivals and...
Yeah, you know, the various music festivals that could be going on next year. Yeah. You know, fingers crossed that we see, you know, Sappy Fest kind of coming back to what it, you know, was before the pandemic. And there's the Levee on the Lake that's been happening the last 2 years. There's, in, you know, room for new events as well, which the BIA would, you know, wouldn't mind, you know, getting involved with, because any event like that, you know, brings extra folks to town, and that's always good for business. So, you know, and there's lots of new ideas floating around out there, and folks who've moved to town who bring new ideas.
Yeah, have new ideas. It's really kind of fun to hear from them and say, hey, where I was from, this event used to happen. What about, you know, doing something? Someone texted me the other day about having porch concerts like they do in Guelph, and I think other places where musicians play on their porches and people just kind of wander around and listen to the various.
No, so there's lots of neat things that can go on, and Sackville's such a creative community. It's there's no shortage of ideas. So it's about narrowing things down to, you know, what can we achieve in the next year, and maybe, you know, if we can carve out some time for it, we can start to maybe do some longer term planning. And
One more thing I wanted to ask about before I let you go is there was some talk about potentially changing the boundaries of the BIA. Now, I mean, right now it's focused on downtown. Is this, you know, I mean, I think the idea of most of these business improvement areas is to, it was sort of, you know, it came about in response to the mallification of the world, where like suddenly business district, downtown business districts were emptied of their retail core and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, how to recreate these spaces. But now I mean, there seems to be talk about possibly expanding it to include maybe the wider business district in Sackville. What's that about, and where are we at with that?
Well, yeah, interestingly enough, when we looked at the map, when the BIA was started, the highway area didn't exist. The, you know, the industrial park really was more industry, business to business, than it was, you know, for residents. And since then, businesses have actually built on the line of the map. So we are going through that process. It's quite a long process, and the first thing we have to do is find out, just confirm who all of our members are, and once we do that, and the landlords. And once we've done that, then we can move to the next step, which is go to the town and say, okay, you have to redraw the...
Yeah.
They have to change some rules, and we have to go to... I mean, it is a bylaw. It is a New Brunswick law. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, it falls under the Business Improvement Areas Act.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we didn't... You know, any changes that happen, you know, need to fall within what we're, you know,
right.
allowed to do under that. And... but yes, certainly the current sort of boundaries are, it's an interesting bylaw to read through on the town site. It's,
yes.
you know, walk, you know, 100 paces this way and, you know, turn due west and go this way. It's like,
and they've actually named people's house. Like this is,
yeah.
it's run right beside Mike's house and things like that. So it's,
yeah, it's little dated. So, you know, yeah. Andrew Black is the sort of the town representative on the board for the BIA, and he's also involved with the bylaw committee, mm-hmm. You know, for the town. So, it's on the slate there to, you know, to be worked on.
Yeah, it's on the agenda.
Kind of on the admin side. Yeah.
I guess the idea would be to expand it to include the highway exits and that sort of thing.
I'm not sure if we'd go that far, but
it depends on what we can do under
the
BIA Act. And
by the Act, it may be restrictive as to how much you can encompass. Like, when does it become, you know, I don't know, a Chamber of Commerce as opposed to a BIA? See,
yeah.
BIAs are legislated, so the fees are taken out of the taxes, and you know, where chambers of commerce and those kinds of boards of trades are voluntary organizations. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what it is we can and how far up Main Street we can go and how far up York Street. And
Sackville does now have some membership in, there's a sort of a, from of the Moncton Chamber of Commerce, we now, the Greater Moncton Chamber of Commerce.
I think
they
have a few members. I think
we have some Sackville members.
Yeah, Bagtown's a member of, like, you know, one of the sort of the Sackville satellite, you know, branch of the Chamber of Commerce there. And the BIA, you know, kind of, and as you mentioned earlier, was sort of established to combat the, you know, the mollification of the world.
But it was also to advocate for the businesses in the town when the town was looking to make changes to some of their bylaws. It was to be an advocate for them. It was to manage beautification. It was to provide services for the business owners that they might not necessarily have. So having little workshops on accounting and HR and, you know, lease negotiation, those kinds of things are really what the BIA function is.
Yeah, yeah. In addition to you know, marketing the downtown.
All right. Any final thoughts looking back on 2021 and looking forward to 2022?
I'd just like to say thank you to all the businesses that made it. You know, I'm sad to see some of the ones who didn't, you know, aren't with us anymore. But I'm really proud of the ones that stuck it out, like Bagtown, and it's just, you know, against all odds, they made it. So please, everybody, just support the businesses in town. I understand people have to go to, you know, Amherst or Moncton or Halifax or Fredericton or wherever it is they're going to do some things. But, you know, we have a great community here of businesses, and please support
the
everybody.
Business community is a big reason for, you know, why Sackville is the way it is. And, you know, that it is such a nice community to live in. And, you know, having access to all these services and, you know, tasty food and, you know, places to have a beverage.
And it's not just about, someone sent this to me the other day. It's not about just buying product or buying services from these, but you can do stuff that doesn't cost any money. So if you can't afford to buy at local, because some people just can't, you can also do social media posts. You can put a shout out to them if somebody did something that you were really happy with. I mean, the more positive you can be about businesses in town, that helps them almost as much as if you went in and bought something in there.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to support. You know, if it's a like or a share, that you know, that goes a long way to get that business, you know, their reach out there to a lot more people, some new customers maybe.
So especially from out of town. You know, people are driving. They won't just stop at the highway. Maybe they'll say, hey, it's worth it to go into the downtown of Sackville and have a little look.
You've been listening to a holiday edition of Tantrum Our Report, and that was my conversation with Judith Kane and Anthony Maddalena of Sackville's Business Improvement Area, talking about the year in local business. We hope you're having a happy holiday. Tantrum Our Report will be back to regular programming on January 5th. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.